Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. One of Scandinavia's most famous buildings turned 60 last year, but for obvious reasons, Copenhagen wasn't able to properly celebrate the birthday of Arne Jacobsen's SAS Royal Hotel. But a new exhibition has just opened at the Danish Architecture Center, looking at the birth of this 22-story icon of modernism. Monocle's Copenhagen correspondent, Michael Booth, went along to meet some of the hotel's staff and visit the famous Room 606. But before that, he met the curator of the Danish Architecture Center's exhibition, Sara Hattler, who explained that the building was not always the much-loved landmark that it is today.
Actually, it was seen almost as this kind of violent act towards the old city, that it would completely ruin the skyline of Copenhagen. People would give it all sorts of like nicknames, such as a punch card. And
where did he get the courage to do it, and why did he do it?
He was very inspired by international currents at the time, especially in New York, the Liver House. So that was like one of the things that he took to Denmark, like the modernist style. He introduced that to Denmark.
And how do people regard it today, do you think, Copenhageners?
Like, Copenhageners really love this building now, and it's become part of our identity and an icon and something that we're really proud to show to other people.
How did Jacobsen react to the reception in 1960?
From what I've read, he seems to be quite mellow about it. And also, I think that he had this kind of really grounded feeling that he knew he was so much into it and into every detail of it. So for him, it was just like total perfection.
Let's talk about some of those details, because famously he designed everything down to the doorknobs, mm-hmm. literally. What else did he design within the building itself?
One of the most important things about the SAS Royal Hotel is that Arne Jacobsen designed it down to the smallest detail. Doorknobs, curtains, carpets. There was an airport terminal. He would even design the buses in the terminal. In the exhibition, we have the key for room 312. He even designed that, and that was something really new. It's actually the first design hotel in the world.
Should we go and see some of the pieces in the exhibition?
Yeah. One thing that people don't just know when they see his work is that he was actually very inspired by plants. There's a lot of photos from him in his garden, taking photos that he would use for inspiration in his furniture of plants and flowers.
He seems quite an eccentric man. The photograph of him on his hands and knees in the dirt in his back garden, he's wearing a kind of a gigantic sombrero.
Yeah, but from what I've heard, he was actually in some ways quite timid, but at the same time he was like very stubborn. In this room, we've tried to kind of mimic a little bit the sensation of room 606, which is the only room which is preserved completely as it was in its time. So we have the drop chair and also this watercolor of the hotel that Arne Jacobsen made himself.
And hanging from the ceiling are the Jacobsen cutlery, the knives, forks and spoons that he also designed, and I believe were used in the film 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a funny thing, because that says something about how futuristic this cutlery was seen in its time, or even after.
That film was 10 years later.
Yeah, exactly. The cutlery was designed for the restaurant, but it was maybe a bit too modern for people, so it was quite fast taken out. But today it's like one of the most popular gifts for weddings, and yeah.
It's quite irritating to eat with, though, isn't it?
yeah, that's what
I
have.
So that's the exhibition. I'm just leaving the Danish Architecture Center, which is housed in this building called Blocks, and it does occur to me as I leave, Blocks, when it opened, I think about 5 years ago, got some really bad response. It's a very controversial building. It's quite extreme. It looks like, if you imagine a three-year-old building something out of green Duplo bricks, you know, not even Lego, but Duplo bricks, this big blocky green glass building. And, you know, I have to wonder, how will people think about this in 60 years' time? Maybe Copenhageners will accept this as they accepted the SAS Royal. Anyway, I'm going to head across town. It's less than a mile to the SAS Royal. But the thing that you notice, and anyone who's been to Copenhagen will notice, in the middle of the city, there are still no skyscrapers whatsoever. It's still a low-rise city. So in so many ways, SAS Royal was a groundbreaking design. It didn't set a trend in Copenhagen.
My name is Jens Brandin. I'm the general manager.
My name is Sekal, and I'm the concierge at the Royal Hotel.
How long have you been here, Sekal?
40 years.
Nearly as long as the hotel. Not quite. And here we are, outside 606.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow. They just don't make things in this colour anymore. Just take my mask off. This minty green. It is like something from Mad Men, right?
I think the colors represent the colors of Copenhagen. So I think the turkey stands for the copper roofs. Then you have the blue of the sky, obviously. And the greenish turquoise-ish is the water of the. So Arne Jacobsen was very much influenced by that.
How is it to work in a 60-year-old hotel?
I mean, it's a privilege to work in the Royal Hotel. There is only one Royal Hotel, and it's our Royal Hotel. So all this year I've been here. We have people coming all around the world to see the hotel, to visit the hotel. And many guests, you stay at the hotel just for Jacobsen, for the designer.
And Jens, what are the challenges of a hotel that's this old? Does it still meet requirements in 2021?
It is a 60-year-old hotel, but obviously, and as you know, we have also renovated it quite a number of times over the years. Of course, I mean, we have been built originally to be the gateway from the then American travel, and it was designed, I think, geniusly as a departure hall, as an airport terminal. So the buses departed directly from here to the airport. So no further checks, just walk into the plane and thank you very much. I mean, the room really shows the design idea from Arne Jacobsen. So you have the square features, like for instance the bed, same as the design of the building. When you think about it, it's a square it's a box laying down and a box standing up. So that's why the beds originally didn't have any pillows until you actually went to bed. They were delivered.
To keep that purity of line.
Yeah, yes. So Arne Jacobsen was a perfectionist, I guess. He didn't give up. He didn't accept no for an answer. And I think that guides us also today as that's the kind of hospitality we would like to also offer.
That was Jens Brandin, the general manager of the SAS Royal Hotel in Copenhagen. As I was leaving, Jens mentioned to me that when the hotel was undergoing a renovation in the 80s and Jacobsen's designs weren't quite in such demand as they are today, they literally put the furniture they didn't want out on the street for the locals to come and pick up. The exhibition at the Danish Architecture Centre runs until October 24th of this year. For Monocle in Copenhagen, I'm Michael Booth.
My thanks to Michael Booth there for that report. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length programme airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.